Wall Street Journal. Eisner under fire. Disney's Eisner loses top post, stays as CEO. Los Angeles Times. A call from Martin Lipton helped cheer Eisner up. Lipton had watched him on Nightline. I'm getting calls, Lipton reported. Jerry Speier, the real estate developer Eisner had displaced from Disney World, others. You have no idea how good you were. I know what a day you had. Several weeks later, on March 30th, I met Eisner at his office at the ABC building in New York. Disney has just had some good news, winning a lawsuit brought by the heirs of the Milne estate over the rights to Winnie the Pooh. Eisner predicts the press, in its eagerness to write anything bad about him or Disney, will give Disney's Pooh victory short shrift. The courtroom triumph is especially sweet for Eisner, who notes that it marks a defeat for attorney Burt Fields, who represented Katzenberg, represents Harvey Weinstein, and who, Eisner believes, has made a name for himself by harassing Disney. Eisner is incorrect that this ruling was a defeat for Fields. He and his firm withdrew from the case in June 2003, 9 months before this ruling. Eisner observes that Hollywood is a microcosm of the world. There's a group of ethical people, serious, eager to work. Then there's the underbelly, and the seedy part of that group, the people who supply the underbelly. There are the struggling runaways, the prostitutes, male and female, the dregs of the earth. The vultures. They take the low road. They may wear suits, be articulate. He trails off. While Eisner seems in good spirits, he is defensive about the shareholder vote and eager to rebut impressions in the press that the board took the chairman's title from him. He insists that the board asked him to stay and tells me how they summoned him from his room at 1 a.m. to make sure his feelings hadn't been hurt. It was touching, he says, then continues, I was not stripped, quote-unquote, of my title. I had already suggested this 2 years ago, and if it was up to me, we would have done it then. The board didn't want to. Ira Milstein was against it. My goal was to follow the Tom Murphy model, the Bill Gates model. The board would have made someone the CEO, and then I would have become the chief creative officer and chairman. Now, because of the situation, that won't work. Anyway, I don't care about the title. Many CEOs have had 35% to 40% withhold votes and nothing happens. But it was my view, the board's view, that this should happen. According to Institutional Investor Services, that is untrue. The vote against Eisner was the seventh highest ever recorded, but the others were all against directors, none of whom was a chief executive. Patrick McGurn, executive vice president of ISS, said he knew of no other withhold votes against a CEO in the range Eisner claimed, saying withhold votes against sitting CEOs are extremely rare. Eisner tells me that the board meeting itself was very emotional. There are three reasons they want me to stay. One, they like me. I know what I'm doing. I've been unjustly criticized. Two, they detest Stanley and Roy. You have no idea. Beyond what you can imagine. They're liars. Eisner pauses. They have said horrible things about the board. First they went after me, then the board. Three, Comcast. I'm strong.